This can only mean one thing. Carrie Wood is here, brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. We're welcoming him to our jungle. Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything. All right, now I got so much.
Hey, Carrie, how are you?
I got so much.
How are you?
Good. It's the holiday weekend. Life is good. Traffic's beautiful. A little bad, but all's well.
Yeah. That's right. Are you in town? As people like to say.
I'm not in town. I'm a little further up north, but. I know how the traffic is. Yeah, I'm just not dealing with it right now.
Yeah, no, it sucks. I mean, there's no other way to describe that. I'll be honest with you. All right, now let me just first of all, it was a little scary last week. The Cubs seemed to be a little slippity-slidey, but now they put it together. It's really interesting in Cincinnati how they had to kind of grind things out to me. It was like explain what goes on in a clubhouse when they're really trying to turn something around.
Well, I mean, anything. Honestly, anything can go on. They lost 6 out of 7. You know you need to get back on track. I'm not sure. It can be from, guys wearing no underwear underneath to doing different, trying just mixing it up. Switching bats, switching gloves, switching hats, doing all kinds of different things. It just kind of mix it up. I know I've had a bad streak where I've gone in and completely showered in my full uniform to wash all the bad luck off. I've gone
great.
In there full uni hat, spikes, shoes, socks, everything. So guys try anything to get the bad juju off of there, but it seems like whatever they did worked. They went into Cincinnati, swept the Reds, and it seemed like they're back on track.
First team to get to 50 too. That's very exciting.
That's huge.
Right?
That.
Yeah. And not even the All-Star break yet. I mean, think about that. That's pretty good.
Nice. And since speaking of the All-Star break, the entire infield is likely going to start in the All-Star game. Carrie, have you seen an infield like this? They lead in pretty much every major offensive category from first, second, shortstop, and third. It's just been a dominant year for them.
It's amazing. And I know we had 8 All-Stars in 2007, or I think 2008. We had 8 All-Stars go, but our infield here this year is well. You see the numbers of our starting pitchers and our staff, and it goes hand in hand. These guys are great; they're doing a great job. But you ask any one of these guys in our rotation or any one of these bullpen guys, and they're going to talk about the defense and the way they've helped them out. And the reason everyone's numbers are so good is because of how well the defense has been playing. So, and that's the reason we're sitting at 51 wins too. So, pitching and defense is always going to win, and it seems like we're back on track now.
Yeah, and going into Citi Field tonight, New York Mets. I hate the New York Mets. Always hated the New York Mets.
Oh.
never a moment in my life where I didn't hate the New York Mets. Because my first season of actually being cognizant of baseball was 1969. So just imagine that for a second and watching my dad throw stuff around the house the fall of 1969.
I learned some new words.
I did. I learned. Mm-hmm. It was formative. You know, it was a formative moment. I was a little 4-year-old and trying to figure out the world, or 5-year-old, whatever I was. Hey, that's exciting. The Mets are, it was funny that the Mets Nationals series, highly anticipated, right? I mean, there's a lot of good baseball being played on the East Coast.
Absolutely, and this is a team we got a chance to go into New York and kind of, they knocked us out last year and came into Wrigley in the playoffs and beat us up pretty good, and so here's a chance for the guys. They've got a bad taste in their mouth. A chance for them to come back and go into New York and beat these guys. They're kind of down right now. They're not swinging the bats well. Daniel Murphy's out of the lineup. They've got a couple of their starting stud pitchers out. So this is a chance for us to come in and really put it to these guys and keep our momentum going and give them a little bit, at least give it back to them a little bit for last year at the end of the
season. Yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little muscle milk in there.
Kevin's favorite.
Rebuild a little bit.
That's all it takes. Yeah.
Well, Carrie, the pitching staff for the Mets last season was what carried them, obviously, through the postseason. But now there's no better pitching staff in baseball than what the Cubs have. Taking that into this series and taking into account what happened in the NLCS, what's a series like meeting a team for the first time since the postseason or losing to a team in the postseason? What's the approach heading into the series?
I mean, I would like to think that we're chomping at the bit. I would like to think that our three starters go in this series, which are, I think we have Lackey tonight, Hamill tomorrow, and then Arrieta. I got to believe these guys are ready just to go up there and shove and do their job. And obviously, our bats are coming around quietly. Rizzo's almost hitting 290 now. Bryant has been on a tear the last week. I think his last 7 or 8 games, he's hitting over 400, and you know, he's got 10 RBIs and 4 or 5 home runs. So he's on a tear right now. And even Russell, I was looking at Russell's numbers the other day. Russell's hitting 235, 230s, you know, in the high 230s and 8 home, but he's got 40 something RBIs.
Yeah.
So he's still driving in runs and we're still getting on base, but I think I think we saw our team kind of, we dropped a little bit. We lost 6 out of 7. We lost Fowler, and it shows you how important he is to our lineup. And I think when we get him back, we're just going to take off offensively.
What, next week, right? Does he come back next week?
Hopefully, yeah. I hope so. I haven't gotten any updates on the hamstring, but yeah, if we get him back, I think our little slide shows you how important he and how valuable he is to our lineup.
Hamstring is tough too to come back from. You have to be careful. I want to ask you about Bryant for a second, because Bryant had, you know, first Major League Baseball player to have 3 home runs and 2 doubles in a game. And, you know, just got kind of crazy. Then in the next game out, he gets, you know, he gets brushed back, plunked. Explain from the pitcher's perspective what goes on there. Is that accidental? Or
that's baseball? I think that's baseball.
Okay.
You know, that's the guy goes 5 for 5. You know, he had 3 homers, and obviously he's feeling very, very comfortable in the box. And that's the starting pitcher the next day basically saying you're not going to be comfortable today. I'm not sure he tried to hit him on purpose, but he was definitely trying to make him uncomfortable in the box. And as a starting pitcher, or as any pitcher, if you ever get the ball and you come set and you don't feel comfortable throwing a pitch, I was always taught at a young age, and I used it a lot. If you're uncomfortable and you get to the point where you don't know what pitch you want to throw to this guy because he's so hot or he's so good, then you need to make him uncomfortable. So sometimes that's to run one in, up under the numbers or you know, up in the letters, and you know, I don't think you're ever trying to hit somebody on purpose because they had a good game the night before, but you're definitely trying to make them uncomfortable. So whether it was on purpose or not, I can't tell you that, but I know that he was probably trying to make him uncomfortable in the box, and Bryant's going to get that. And, you know, he's on a tear, and he's lighting guys up, and guys don't like that, so they're gonna challenge him. He's going to get thrown inside, and to this point, he's handled it great. Last year, he handled it great. First part of this year, guys try to pitch him inside, and he can get to that pitch, and he's handled it well. He's going to get hit if he knows that going in, and he seems to have the right approach. But I don't think it's on purpose, but I think it's part of the game and it's part of baseball. And if I didn't see a pitcher the next day after a guy goes 5 for 5 with 3 homers and 2 doubles throw inside or at least knock him down, I would be wondering about what's going on the other side. So to me, that's baseball.
Hey, Kerry, I want to get your thoughts on what's going on out west tonight. The interleague game between the Giants and Oakland Athletics. Madison Bumgarner, the ace for the Giants, is going to be in the starting. He's going to be hitting tonight. They are foregoing putting in a DH, and they're allowing their starting pitcher, Madison Bumgarner, to hit in the lineup tonight because he is probably the best hitting pitcher in all of baseball. It's the first time a team has done that, foregone a DH since the 1976 White Sox. Madison Bumgarner, their starting pitcher, will be in the lineup. What are your thoughts on that? You always had a pretty good bat throughout your career. Did you ever want to be in the lineup when you were in an interleague matchup?
From a personal standpoint, I love it. I think it's awesome that a pitcher is going to actually hit in a lineup when you have a chance to use a DH. From a professional standpoint, I would have to imagine that the guys that are on the bench, his bench players, or that fourth outfielder is probably a little bit upset he didn't get the start or didn't at least get some at-bats tonight. I'm not sure that's going to help their team win, having him in the lineup, but he is a good hitter. He's a great hitter. He can obviously leave the yard and put up a big number if guys are on base. So, but so can anybody else in that lineup that gets those at bats. I personally love it. I think it's great. I think that I always felt that pitchers, I always felt like I was an athlete and could play the game and wanted to hit. I loved hitting. I get where these guys are wanting to be in the lineup and wanting to be part of the home run derby and all that. But I would imagine there's probably a guy or two that's on the bench that could put together a pretty good at bat and help his team as well.
Well, Bumgarner was the one who started the whole putting pitchers in the home run derby. Then Jake Arrieta said he wanted in. So all the pitchers in the league, some people even proposed an entire home run derby made up of pitchers throughout the league.
That'd be
interesting.
Fun.
It would be fun.
I think it'd be great. I pulled for it all the time. We just didn't have social media to get it out there.
Yeah. Woody would have been a lot of fun to see in that. You could go yard. Can I say yard?
Go yard in batting practice. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Kerry Wood, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
Enjoy the fourth weekend with your family.
Thank you. You too.
All right.